It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Firefighters rescue cat and his owner from a tree.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate.
All right, well, it is news time on a Monday morning. We already talked about, you know, the big movie over the weekend. But now we got to bring up something a little different. I have been around weddings for quite a while. Jay, you have a wedding coming up now in less than 2 weeks.
Yep.
Your daughter, Emma, will be getting married. It's happening. And I want to make sure everything goes great for your wedding day. I mean, for her wedding day.
Yeah.
Jay, for your wedding day.
Yeah, it's not yours.
No.
You know, there's the old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Right.
Has your daughter talked about that? Is she
doing
any of that?
Yeah, I think she's got all of it covered, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, does she know anything about sausage?
I don't know that she's super knowledgeable about it, no.
Okay. Well, there is apparently something that you need to be doing.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something you can chew?
Something ground up?
Well, guys, do you want good weather for your daughter's wedding?
Yes.
Absolutely you do, right? You're in northern Minnesota.
Outdoors.
It can really change the day if there's bad weather.
Certainly.
Because then you got to move inside, and I'm betting that it's not going to be as great inside.
Option B, right.
It's not as good. But there is I had never heard of this. You bury an uncooked sausage.
Right.
The night before.
Like at the site of the wedding or something, or just anywhere?
You know, Jay, that's a good question. I don't know if it has to be in the same spot. It's an old wives' tale that, you know, that is.
Well, yeah, but once you know an old wives' tale, aren't you like obligated to do it? Because if you if you don't do it and it pours rain, people go, did you bury the uncooked sausage?
Well,
and I have never heard
it
of
has
this.
To be uncooked. It could be cooked.
No, it says uncooked.
Well, it says uncooked.
Does it? Okay, I wasn't listening to that part.
Correct.
Now, I don't know if it has to be, Steve, but this video is of a uncooked breakfast sausage, by the way.
Ah. Okay.
I would not go with that. What kind of sausage would you bury?
I don't know. It'd be risky, though, outdoors where this is. I feel like some sort of wild animal's then going to come dig it up at some point.
Yeah, so don't maybe do it
like on the site.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure that the resort is against the burying of uncooked sausage.
Probably so.
Destroying their property, just digging a hole.
I don't know. I imagine now that the venue has something written in that long contract that says, please don't bury uncooked sausage on our property.
They're like, Emma, what are you doing? I'm just burying a sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay, I think it would be better to maybe do it on, would you guys be staying at the cabin?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, the cabin's a safe place for it. Emma, the night before.
See the dogs. There's dogs everywhere. Oh, Kevin.
So be it. They dig it up and they eat it. I mean, what do you want? Bad weather. If you have bad weather for this wedding, it's going to be on you for not passing on the sausage news to Emma.
All right.
Sausage news.
Yeah, bury a sausage, Emma.
Okay. Does it have to be the bride to be? Today? I mean, I don't know. She might be sleeping in a little bit.
Does it have to be?
I mean,
a
she's
bride?
Here in town, so, you know.
She she is?
Yeah.
Wait, you moved, Emma, this weekend. Tell me a little bit about your weekend, Jay.
It's the news. I can't just throw personal stories in the news.
Because you can, Jay, because I asked.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
You did ask.
Yeah. Packed up. They're out of Seattle. That's it. Goodbye. See ya. Put everything into, somebody's going to move it for them. And then they drove to here for last night, had a family dinner, and then they will continue on, you know, do a little sightseeing on the way to the venue, on the way to Minnesota for the wedding.
Oh, that's nice. So they do get to take their time getting to
They'll do some
Minnesota.
Of the, you know,
okay,
like
that's cool.
Mount Rushmore stuff that you might not.
Well, that's kind of nice.
You know.
Like a little honeymoon, little pre-honeymoon, a little warm-up.
A little pre-moon.
Yeah, I guess if that's a thing.
Sure, yeah, why not?
Do people not say that?
I think they should now.
Do people bury sausage in...
hoping for good weather?
Yeah.
Here are the official...
By the way, does it say it has to be the day before?
Here's what I got for you, Jay.
All right.
Brides are burying raw sausages ahead of their wedding day for good luck with the weather.
Okay.
So it is the day before.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
They are saying right now the type of sausage does not matter.
Okay.
And they are posting these videos all over social media, and that several brides swear that this old wives' tale mm-hmm. works.
Well, it works when the weather's nice.
It says it does not matter the kind of sausage
yeah.
as long as you bury it the night before the nuptials.
Okay.
Do you need me to buy the sausage?
No. I'm sure we have some. We'll have, you know, it's cabin food. We have eggs and sausage all the time.
Sure. So as long as you have a sausage.
Now, you can't throw it in the water, right? You can't just throw it in the lake.
No, that's not burying it.
Well, technically, it'll sink down.
Okay, well,
when it rains,
don't come crying to me, bud.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He would randomly hear the song or find it playing somewhere. So he'd be like walking down the street and there would be a boombox on the sidewalk playing the song. And he would send me a text message of the song.
Kevin James.
I don't want to wait for all nights to be over.
This song is catchy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, you mentioned a moment ago that at a wedding you were fooled by twins.
Yes, sir.
The groom and his brother, identical twins.
Yeah, they got me.
And did you see that story right there? They're just showing it right now on TV, as a matter of fact. Identical quads.
Oh, wow.
Very, very rare.
Super unfair.
Yeah. How about that?
That's wild. Identical quadruplets.
Yep.
Boy or girl?
Four girls.
Sorry. Sorry, Dad.
Also, they already have two children.
Oh, wow. That's six now.
Yes, that is six.
I can do that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to do a little thank you on the radio right now because someone saved my
bacon
day yesterday. Oh. They saved my bacon, saved my bad day, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Kellogg for Silver Hoops, which was just always a wonderful time. I go to leave Kellogg, load up the trailer, all the equipment's in there, everything's ready to go. I hook up the trailer, I'm like, yeah, here we go, I'm a man, I hooked up a trailer. And I go to plug in the lights.
Yeah.
And I realize the plug's missing.
The adapter?
Okay, yes, yeah. Jay, the adapter. Okay.
Understand.
You,
yeah. Yep.
The seven prong, seven something
uh-huh.
to four flat. Does that mean anything to you?
Of course it does.
Yeah. Anyway, I was, I'm like, where's it at? So I say to Jacob, who works with me, I'm like,
where's it at?
He's the guy who unhooked it.
Yeah.
And he goes,
oh, no.
I put it on the seat of your car. I go, up front? And he goes, no, in the back. Now, in between when he unloaded that, you know, when he did that Saturday morning, I then took my car to another wedding.
No way.
So he's like, it was on the back seat.
Oh, boy.
So we start looking around on the back seat. We can't find it. I have my car full of gear. So we unload gear. We're looking everywhere. After about like 30 minutes, we can't find it. I'm like, well, I'm not driving this trailer home without
lights on it. It's
so
illegal.
So I look, Napa, they're closed.
Dang it.
God bless O'Reilly's. Mm-hmm. O'Reilly's, get a plug.
Auto,
put it on. All is well. Time to drive
home.
They
had the seven away?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless them.
Whatever it was, a seven something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sprocket? That's not the word. Seven blade. Seven blade, four flat. That's what I needed.
Yeah, four score and seven blade, four flat ago.
So I then make the drive home. It's gotten way later than I want it to be. It's like pushing 7 o'clock.
Oh man.
So
PM?
I start driving.
This is yesterday, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh,
start
boy.
Driving home.
That's movie starting
now,
time.
I know full well that I need gas. Because
Because it's yelling at you.
I knew it was getting close. I had like a little under a quarter of a tank.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, well, it's not very far to Coeur d'Alene. I'll get to Coeur d'Alene. Because with the trailer on.
Got to have the right gas station, Kevin.
Got to get to the right gas
station. Yeah,
let's
go. So
in my mind, I'm like, I got the one I'm going to go to.
Plus, you're a man. You know how to do it.
I'm a man. I hooked up a trailer.
I hooked up a trailer.
Yeah. So I'm driving.
Clearly, I know what I'm doing.
Now, going over a pass, Jay, you do this. I think maybe you did it this weekend with a trailer.
Yeah.
Does
I had a 7-blade to 4-flat adapter, yeah.
You did. Does your car take more gas?
Pulling a trailer over a mountain?
Yeah.
It tends to, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It takes a lot more than I thought it was going to.
You hadn't factored that in, huh?
Well, I mean, I did, but I thought, well, it'll be fine. I'll make it to Coeur d'Alene.
Not that far, as you said.
Come down over the hill. I'm heading into Coeur d'Alene. I call producer Steve because I'm like, Steve, I have a new concept for the show. I think we should start doing this on Monday.
It's called Run Out of Gas.
It's called Manly Monday. And people call in and tell us the most manly thing they've done.
Oh, wow.
Men, women, doesn't matter.
Sure, yeah, I see what you're saying.
And he was like, oh, okay. So I told him to write it down because I was driving and I couldn't really write it down.
I understand.
And I did.
So I'm chatting it up with producer Steve, and I'm like, all right, Steve, I'm getting into Coeur d'Alene here. I'm going to have to stop and
Manly
get gas.
Monday.
And then all of a sudden, I'm out of gas, dude.
Oh, man.
And I'm on the freeway, and I'm in the far left lane.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, I got to get over to the right so that I'm in a safe spot.
Why are you in the left lane pulling a trailer?
I was passing someone.
Wow. How slow were they going? Or how fast were you going?
Right. I was ready to be done, Jay. Instead, I run out of gas. I can't get over to the right safely, so I just got to pull it over to the left.
No way.
Right along. I was going uphill, and when you run out of gas, there is no power. I could not.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, I could try to get over and cause a gigantic accident.
Is there enough room to get over on the
left? There was. There was just enough that I could pull off safely.
Okay.
I'd say it was safely.
Is there a concrete median?
Yes, there is.
Oh, boy.
So then I'm sitting there with my car and a trailer out of gas.
And me on
the
phone.
Side of the road.
Which I'm
Steve
sure was
on the phone.
So wait, you were on the phone when he ran out of gas?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's hilarious.
How did that go, Steve, from your perspective?
Oh, did I have a perspective?
What did you think?
I thought, well.
Sure glad I'm not Kevin.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
How far are you from the gas station?
Jay, I mean, the next exit is probably, it was the exit I was taking. Mm-hmm. So I'm a mile away, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Could be a lot worse, but yeah.
I mean,
you don't have a gas can. You don't have a way to get there.
I don't have a way to.
You're
I'm
on
not
the left
walking
side
on the freeway.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
all the things.
These are just this is how stories end bad. And so I'm like, well, and so of course, producer Steve, being the nicest guy in the world,
you want me to
like,
drive over
well,
there?
I can drive over there and get stuff. And then I go, well,
what time is it?
I don't know. I go, Steve, do you have?
Is it 8 o'clock? You're saying
it is. It happened exactly at 7:30.
Okay.
Ran out of gas at 7:30.
7:30.
And so I'm like, no, Steve, I'll find somebody else. That's ridiculous for you to drive this far.
I'm checking to see if I missed a phone call.
I can obviously get. Well, Jay, I didn't. Believe me, I thought about you.
How far away were
because
you?
Because I'm like, you. I mean, I was right in Coeur d'Alene.
Oh.
Right before exit 11.
Yeah.
And so I was like, Jay's house is closer.
Yeah.
My brother's house is closer.
Yeah.
I started thinking all the people who were closer.
Right.
Than producer Steve. And then I'm like, oh, God. Well, I have roadside assistance. Just use your roadside assistance.
Okay.
Okay.
Might take a minute.
So I log in, whatever, do the thing, ask for roadside assistance. And I'm like, okay, now that's cooking. I can cancel it if somebody else saves the day. Also, sitting on the freeway in the left lane with all the cars going by, your car shakes.
Oh, it's so crazy. I know it.
How there was seemed like 1 billion cars went by me.
Kevin, you remember when I got that flat tire with the trailer?
Yes.
And I was changing the flat tire, and we didn't have any room, so we were just barely off the freeway. And it was in Montana, and the speed limit's 80 there.
Terrifying.
Woo, baby.
So I'm just sitting there in my car, and I'm like, I should put my seatbelt back on so that when I get hit, I'm at least my seatbelt on.
That's encouraging.
So then I started watching the traffic as I'm just waiting for anything.
That's silly. Don't do that.
And then I thought, okay, this is actually stressing me out. I got to stop watching traffic.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there. I called my ex-girlfriend who lives literally like a mile from there.
Mm-hmm.
Her and I like each other a lot still. So okay. I knew she would come help me. She's very sweet. That's the kind of thing she would have no problem doing.
Did she also have a 7-blade to 4-flat adapter you could use?
She used to. Anyway, that's not important.
What does that mean?
I think she got rid of her trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
She did. Yeah, I helped her sell it.
Yeah.
Her RV.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it meant, Steve?
And then she had a 7-blade to 4-flat adapter with LED, probably would be my guess.
Yep. Anywho, she did not answer. I thought, classic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there, and then I'm just sitting on the side of the
freeway.
You know
what they say about ex-girlfriends?
Jay.
Never around when you need them.
I start to get a little sad as I realize.
Were you sad? Oh,
yeah,
man.
Here's what I start to get sad about.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like I know a lot
of
people.
Your inability to judge miles per gallon?
Well, yeah, that too.
Bravo.
I'm sitting there and I go, you know what? This is dumb.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Coeur d'Alene and I don't know anybody to call to help me. And I'm like, that's sad. Like, I guess I don't really have friends.
Oh, wow.
And I started getting all sad, sitting on the side of the road. As I'm getting sad, I get a call from the stupid insurance people, roadside assistants.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. James. We're calling to let you know that we do not have
anyone
available
in your area
to help you tonight.
Right. Oh, tonight? Wow.
So
that's very
good.
This
is after like 45 minutes.
I hope you're paying a lot for that service.
Yeah. And they're like, but I do think Mr. James would be able to schedule someone to bring you gas tomorrow.
Very convenient.
And I go, oh, cool. So should I just sleep in my car then tonight?
You did not say that.
Sir, are you in a safe place? And I
go,
on the side of the freeway. Sir, I do not recommend. And I was like, click. Hung up. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with that. So it finally hits me. Kevin,
you don't have literally.
No, thank God. You don't have friends. Yeah, you do. Facebook, you idiot.
Oh.
I go on Facebook and say
I'm
on westbound I-90 out of gas in Coeur d'Alene. Want to help?
I should actually follow you.
Within moments, I have tons of people who are willing to help. Hillbilly Seth almost got the call. But let's give a shout out to Deidre. She was in Coeur d'Alene at the gas station.
No way.
Right where I'm at.
That's
right
crazy.
Where I'm at. And she said,
how did she see it? She just decided to check her Facebook page while filling up?
That's what people do, man. And God bless them.
That's crazy.
So she saw it and she was like, well, she was just buying something on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, okay.
She's from Spokane. She's not even from there. She just happened to be buying something on Facebook Marketplace. She stopped. Deidre is daughter of Carol.
Okay. Why do you have to say it like
sister
that?
Of Serenity.
It sounded like you were announcing a royalty for a second.
These are very fine listeners of ours. Serenity, sweet girl. We've met Serenity many times,
yes.
Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in our Lose to Win competition. And her mom, Carol.
That's awesome.
Is a daily listener who just loves the show. So shout out to Carol for making good kids.
That's impressive.
Deidre, thank you so much. She brought me the gas can.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Deal. I filled it up and then she was like, I'm not saying I don't totally trust you, Kevin, but I'm going to follow you to the gas station.
Genius.
And I'm like, fair enough. At this point, let's just do it. Also, quick note about gas cans.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have to be so complicated? What happened to just sticking the nozzle in and dumping the gas in?
That's not safe.
Oh my God, I had gas all over my
hands. You know, you just push the lever in and then push that in. And then also, by the way, it's too short of a spout to put it into a car.
Right. So it doesn't fit in the car. So then you're doing it with your finger and then you're pulling it up. And then we got her done. I got home.
How much was on the side of the car and on the road?
None on the side of the car.
Oh, wow. Well done, yeah.
All over my hands, though. So I just got in the car, smelled like gas. And at this point, all I wanted so badly is like, I just...
Milkshake?
Want to go through Zips and get a milkshake. And I got this dumb trailer.
Yeah. Should have called me. I would have hooked you up.
Yeah, I just drove up. And see, that's what the funny thing. After an hour and a half, that was the total time on the side of the freeway,
that's
an hour and a half.
It's a minute.
I was just like, God, I should have had Steve come out.
Yeah, it would have been better because he would have brought a gas can.
Yeah, that's what he said to me. He goes, yeah, do you, I don't have a gas. He goes, would I just get a gas
can?
He goes, are they containers?
40. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I gave a speech at his wedding. I wasn't nervous. I think that was the problem, right?
You were like too comfortable?
I think I was too comfortable and just thought, oh, I'll just wing this and do great.
Sure, yeah. Like a newscast.
Kevin James.
Oh, man, I could have done a lot better. But now, looking back, I think, well, it didn't work out anyway, so maybe it was about right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
509-441-0999. We'll take a caller right this very second to play Beat the Show.
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Alrighty, let's play. Category again is rain.
Very popular end of July category.
It might rain today.
It's on everyone's mind.
It actually might rain today.
Will it really?
Yeah, there's a possibility. Hey, Devin.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you, man?
I'm amazing, as usual, always.
We've always said that. We've always said that here. So it's confirmation. Good weekend?
Amazing weekend. Yes,
I love really, your love your positivity, my friend. Yeah. I hope you win. I hope you crush whoever you play. You playing me or you playing Kevin?
I think I played Kevin last time. Let's play you, Jake.
Okay, I'll see you in about 60 seconds or so. The category is rain.
Good
Kevin.
Good luck, Devin. Jay has a dream of being a TV weatherman someday.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He loves weather.
I love weather, man. Yeah. I love weather more than cleaning. See you, Devin.
All right, Devin, here we go. Who sings the song, When It Rains, It Pours?
Luke Combs.
Fill in the blank. Some people blank the rain. Others just get wet.
Some people like.
Name one of the stars of the 1988 movie, Rain Man.
Oh, my God. Rain Man. Kristen Slater? I don't know.
After it rains, you might see a rainbow. What country artist sings the song, Rainbow?
Rainbow. Lainey Wilson?
Two places in this South Asian country that is known for a large population have claimed title as wettest place on earth. Can you name the country?
Japan?
Rain is a Good Thing is a Luke Bryan song. What season did he become a judge on American Idol?
Ooh, was that six?
Joke time. Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
Pass.
Dang it.
I've never heard that before.
Well, you're going to hear it here in a minute, and you're going to enjoy it and hopefully tell it later today. Jay, come on back.
How'd we do, Devin?
Some good questions. Terrible. I mean, there were good questions.
Questions. Wow.
Thank you.
That's saying something.
Thank you.
That has never been said by a listener ever before.
Jay will get 7.
No way.
I'll be stunned if he does not get
really?
7.
Really?
No way.
Yeah. Oh.
I would have got 7.
No way.
Way.
Oh, okay. Well, right. I guess we'll see.
Let's see. Okay, you ready, Jay?
Sure.
All right, Jay. Who sings the song, When It Rains, It Pours?
Luke Combs.
Fill in the blank. Some people blank the rain. Others just get wet.
Some people love the rain. I don't know.
Name one of the stars of the 1988 movie, Rain Man.
Tom Cruise.
After it rains, you might see a rainbow. What country artist sings the song, Rainbow?
Casey Musgraves.
Two places in this South Asian country that is known for its large population have claimed title as wettest place on earth. Name the country.
You would have gotten this right, Kevin.
Okay, maybe I'll
wait, what?
I have a guess.
What?
But...
Malaysia.
Rain is a Good Thing is a Luke Bryan song. What season did he become a judge on American Idol?
What season?
Yeah.
13.
Joke time. Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
A what?
An umbrella.
And an umbrella. And an umbrella.
Oh, drizzle.
Come on. Oh, drizzle.
Man.
Well, if I wouldn't have screwed that up, and if you wouldn't have, you know, not spend so much time on that other
yelling
question.
At Kevin for saying that he knew some whatever it was, the wettest place on earth or whatever.
Well, I wasn't going to have you name the cities.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah. Okay, we'll see how we did here.
All right, question number one. Who sings the song, "When It Rains, It Pours"? Everybody got that right, Mr. Luke Combs.
Oh, 1-1. Good job, Devin.
Fill in the blank. Some people blank the rain. Others just get wet. I was looking for like a specific.
Feel.
Yeah. Feel the rain.
I guess, right? Is it a Bob Marley?
I think it is, yeah. Well, I saw that there's like a famous quote, and it's either "feel" or "walkin'" was what I saw on the internet.
I think this
song is "Some People Feel the Rain."
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, you're right, Kevin. I can see it now. I just Googled it. Bob Marley, yeah.
Although what both of you said, both of your answers were correct. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess we should give you both a point.
I mean, if you give it, whatever, yeah. Everybody gets a juice box, 2-2.
All right.
How generous.
Yeah, way to just dumb it down. Everybody gets points. Congrats.
I mean, but it's...
That's fine.
Okay. Carry on.
Carry on.
Cancels out, carry on.
Yeah.
Name one of the stars of the 1988 movie Rain Man. Was looking for either Tom Cruise or Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
A little before Devin's time, I have a feeling.
Yep, it was. I've never seen it, guys.
Oh, 1988. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
It is a good movie.
Classic.
You were one year old. It's a classic.
I was 1 year old.
If you ever get a chance, Devin, it's worth a watch. Three to two.
Yeah, maybe on a rainy day. After it rains, you might see a rainbow. What country artist sings the song Rainbow?
Did you know Casey Musgraves?
I've heard of her, but no, I said Lainey Wilson. I haven't heard the song, so.
Yeah. Casey Musgraves is a little more obscure.
It is a beautiful song.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Two places in this South Asian country that is known for its large population have claimed title as wettest place on earth. Name that country.
Kevin, you'd have got that one, huh?
No, Jay, okay, I lied. My guess is, and I don't even know if this is South Asia, but for some reason, Malaysia is in my mind.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah, India.
Oh.
Did you say Malaysia?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I was so busy
laughing,
realizing that I had lied. I didn't even hear your answer.
No points on that?
I thought they have tropical rainforests.
Yeah.
Yeah, no points on that one.
Yeah, imagine that. Okay. What is it, 4-2 still?
Yeah, yeah. Rain is a good thing. Let's just move on.
Yeah.
Rain is a good thing is a Luke Bryan song. What season did he become a judge on American Idol?
I think you got it right, Jay.
Did I get it right?
You were close.
Thought so.
Ish. Season 16.
What did I say, 13?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was 13. Okay. Right. I wouldn't have got it right.
What'd you say, Devin?
I got the six right.
Oh, you said six?
Six.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Six.
Yeah. I don't know. Hard to keep track of the seasons.
It is. Joke time. Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella? Or umbrella?
I'm an umbrella.
Yeah.
Faux drizzle. Devin, get that?
He did not.
Oh, man. That's all right. I mean, I would have given you an auto win for drizzle, but that's okay. You know what, Devin? Let's see what we can do. Give us a number between 1 and... Ooh, how mean do you want to be, Kevin?
I keep it simple. 4.
Okay. Between 1 and 4?
Yeah. It's Monday. Let's give everybody...
Okay. Devin, pick a number between 1 and 4.
All right, we'll do 3.
Look at him. He did it.
Perfect. Oh, wow.
He did it.
Nice.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you, man. And if you want, good luck being caller 3, okay?
Always a pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate you. Caller 3 wins themselves a Coyote Country travel mug. Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Right, Steve?
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
You just better, Steve?
Kevin James.
Say samesies.
Nope, don't say that, Steve.
Oh, boy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
All right, Kevin.
100%.
Oh, wow.
Is today's stat of the day. 100% of my offspring was zero help last night when I ran out of gas.
Were there any legitimate reasons why or no?
No, they were very helpful. What are you talking about?
Now, I will say,
I went back to Facebook. I saw where you posted.
Yeah,
I ran out of gas. Yeah. On I-90 in Coeur d'Alene. Anyone want to help? I would have never seen that. In fact, I didn't until you said it today. But I did click on the comments and see. It appears your one son Tyler, very funny.
Yeah, he really piled on.
Uh-huh.
With such things.
Lots of great memes.
Just a lot of memes, mm-hmm. like a guy driving the car, and it says, "We good? I know my car."
Right.
Another one that says, "I was going to tell a fart joke, but I ran out of gas."
Hey-o.
Let's see. Fueling up? Ain't nobody got time for that.
So why does he have all these? Like, has he run out of gas plenty of times before?
No, I don't know. This is the thing that's amazing about him. He either made them or he just had them ready to go, knowing that he has certain things ready to go for me.
There will be a day.
Yeah. Well, that's just smart.
The great one, and this is a good point. Why should I put gas in my car? It's just going to run out again.
You think that's a good point?
It is a really good point. Like, why put it in? It just keeps going.
Also, thank you to all those who judged you. That's great.
Oh, I will say this was probably the running out of gas in my life that made the most sense. Like, I feel like I wasn't as stupid as normal. This is hilarious. One of his posts got fact checked.
One of your son's posts?
Yeah. You were not able to...
You couldn't view it?
Yeah, it has a big thing across it that says false information.
Oh, no,
You can see it, and I thought, oh, God, Tyler, what did you post? And it's simply a thing that says, if you don't have any gas, you can't go to work.
They put that false...
That's false information,
oh,
according to Facebook.
Oh, my gosh, Facebook.
Because you could go to work.
Right, yeah.
And my son said, weird, ran out on a Sunday night. And then I thought, you know what? Okay, that's my son, Tyler. He has a very good sense of humor. And then Cooper chimes in with just one message. Because I had said to Tyler, hey, Tyler, is that all you've got? So he, of course, piled on with more.
You asked for that.
Cooper said, no, I bet he's got a little more left in the tank.
Hey-o.
You jealous? So then I just told my boys, sad as I was to run out of gas, Tyler and Cooper, your humor has filled me
with
joy.
Yeah, you've brought your family together.
You really did. I mean, neither one of them offered to come get me.
Seems like it.
No, they both said, you know, Dad, if you need gas, we'll do it, but I'm sure you can find someone closer.
If after about 90 minutes of sitting on the freeway, you're still alive, you know, we can probably head that way.
Yeah, and the dumb thing was I didn't call either one of them because I was just like, Spokane's a lot longer, too far away right now. I was thinking, I don't want to wait that long. And thank God for Facebook, and we finally got it handled. It was all good. Just an update. So, because I said earlier, the first person I called was the person that I went to Coeur d'Alene for 3.5 years for. It was my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was right at the exit by her house. And I was like, oh, she'll answer. She didn't answer. So I waited like 10 minutes and I called back.
Oh, wow.
If I call her twice, she's going to know something's up. And even if she's out on a date with an amazing man, she'll be like, hold on for a second.
Hold on.
Answer this
Captain
call.
Needy's calling.
Captain Needy's calling. She called me back at like 10 o'clock.
Yes, Captain Needy, what can I get for
you? And said, I missed calls from you. What was up? And I was like, well, I ran out of gas. She was like, oh, my God. And then
she told
me the story why she wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
She had some stuff. She was at the beach in Coeur d'Alene, and there was stuff going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ran out of gas.
Done that.
Right.
Yep.
Ran out of gas.
Right. Laughing about your broken heart. All that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. Typical stuff on a Sunday. The Big 99.9 Coyote. So thank you to my boys.